Have you ever been invited to a party when you're not in the mood? Or worse, have people like come around who are like super excited and jubilant and like bouncy, and you're like, please, God, no. You know, today, we pick up this story from the Gospel of Luke just after the angels sort of interrupt the night's sleep of the shepherds, right? Angels come out, horns blaring, the whole heavenly multitude, right? That's the word, the whole heavenly multitude come down upon these poor shepherds in the middle of the night and be like, hey guys, something awesome has just happened, and you need to go and see this baby. I mean, like, think about it. Like, even in sort of a modern context, if we sort of use our Ignatian imaginations, if you will, sort of like putting ourselves in the scene, you're a shepherd, right? Okay, and the bad news here is if you are a shepherd, you are the least, the marginalized, the bottom rung of society, right? So just from the very get-go, your life is not roses, it's not cherries, it's kind of a difficult go of things, right? And then it's the middle of the night. And the fact that the shepherds are out in the fields usually tells you a couple of things. One, they're either in between places, right? They're sort of like, they're meandering. They've already had a long day. Or like they've kind of hit their point where they're sort of sitting like, okay, guys, we got to bed down. You know, I'm exhausted, right? You know, they're sort of in that sort of wakeful, if you've ever sort of been camping. My version of camping is usually at a motel, but like, you know, I'm sure there are people who enjoy camping, right? And you're out in the middle of the wilderness and like, you know, there's twigs snapping and every third minute you're like, hey, what is that? You know, you're kind of, you know, that moment, does anybody else feel this besides me? Thanks be to God. You know, because, you know, there's these moments of where you're just sort of, you're amped up. There's a lot of energy. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the heavenly hosts open up. And they are ready to party. Right? And if that gives you any sort of indication of like where the mindset of the shepherds might have been, right? In my own life, you know, just to sort of give a more contemporary example, like I've been in those moments. It's usually, I mean, this should be no surprise to you, like it's usually around the end of the semester where there's a lot of writing to be done, you know? And like it's frustrating to me because I'm sort of like not in a good mood. I've got to write and other people are having fun, you know? You know, these moments where I've actually was working instead of being in school, because Jesuits like a lot of school. I'm in like my 25th or 26th year of school. That's no joke. I really am. You know, like you know, in the off times when I'm not there, like, you know, that's been awesome. But when I am there and I'm writing and I'm just, it's like everyone else is having fun. They're like, hey, we've got this Christmas party. You want to come? No, I've got this other stuff I got to do, you know. But thanks be to God, I have friends. I mean, this shouldn't come as a surprise, I hope. You know, but like they've actually come and sort of interrupted my life. And sometimes it's them literally like saying, RJ, no, we got to get out. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You cannot be a hermit. Or sometimes it's their good news, right? And I can't help myself in being transformed by their good news. RJ, we've got to tell you something. We're pregnant, you know? Like, I don't care how grumpy you are. You hear those words like, oh, man, that's awesome. Or, I got into that school, you know. Or, you know, she's out of the hospital. Or, you know, insert good news here and just, you know, recognize, pay attention, you know, be aware of the way that our hearts are immediately transformed. And so these shepherds who are like kind of in the middle of the night trying to catch the, you know, their brief Z's in between sort of their travel are suddenly awoke, and it's that same sort of moment, right? The good news is so powerful, the good news is so transformative that it gets these people who are the least, the marginalized, those who are easily and most readily to say, you know what, it's not my deal, to suddenly be transformed and in haste go to see the mother and the child. You know, 2018, for wherever it was, could rightly be criticized as not a great year. I mean, for some people, I'm sure there were fantastic things that happened, right? There have been wonderful moments, but we could also objectively look, and there have been some real tragedy and sadness in the year 2018. mean, even to close out and begin this year, our government is in sort of a shutdown over something quite controversial. And wherever you stand on that, we must recognize that people's lives are being affected by this decision, right? Or the fact that it can feel almost sort of like, oh, I don't know if I even want to bring up this thing called a wall, because our culture, our community can feel sort of bifurcated. Or the fact that something so unfathomable was happening in June that the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, right? And I know that I'm a geek and I follow church politics in a very unique way, but like when all of the bishops in this country actually agree on something, it's time to pay attention, right? And when they issue a joint statement saying what is happening at the border is unjust, is inhumane, I mean, that's the first time in our sort of recorded collective Catholic history, folks. And that doesn't make for a great year. And maybe there are more personal reasons. Maybe there have been struggles. Maybe there have been missteps. Maybe even, you know, perhaps at its most sort of egregious, that dark spirit has gotten into our hearts and has made us feel shameful about something. For whatever reason, I think there are enough of us who, in some small way or another, might have had sort of reason not to want to sort of ring in this new year. Maybe you just weren't in the mood to celebrate. But this is what I love about this tradition and this feast, and sort of marking not only just sort of this pinnacle moment in our salvation history, but honoring the one by whom it was all made possible, by honoring Mary. You know, because even she sort of had this thrust upon her. Even she sort of had to sort of deal with her own lives. As I spoke last week, she was in an oppressed, controlled state by the Romans, right? She was in her own place having to deal with her own issues, and suddenly she now has shepherds showing up, talking about the party that they're having in heaven. Like, even Mary had to have a moment in which her good news could overshadow even the most dour of times. And that's the invitation today, my friends, because the shepherds don't just stay there, right? They just don't go to the party and have fun. They just don't show up and just sort of like, hey, man, this is great. They go out and proclaim the good news. They go out and share what has been shared with them. And that's our invitation today. Our invitation is to share the good news of our faith, to share the good news of what we understand as justice, to share the good news of what it means to work collectively as a community, as a people moving towards this journey toward God. And it wasn't easy for the shepherds. It's not as though, like, the moment the angels appeared, like, their day suddenly got easy, right? I mean, if they're shepherds, and as tradition holds, there are multiple shepherds, like, likely that's a lot of sheep to be moving, right? I mean, it's not as though they just suddenly picked up and left the sheep. Like, they had to move a lot of animals to Bethlehem. I'm sure the neighbors were really happy with that, you know? And they had to sort of bring this entire sort of flock of sheep and possibly goats and other animals just to go and suddenly, you know, appear at the doorstep of this beautiful couple and this beautiful, miraculous child who is fully God and fully human. Fully one of us and yet fully not of us. This great mystery, and that they're so transformed by it that they continue on with all of these animals. They continue on to share that good news, that despite their burdens, they continue on to proclaim what has been shared with them, that their lives in that moment have been transformed. That's what I love about the new year, right? There's always that invitation to transformation, right? You know, and we have New Year's resolutions. I'll check in on them in like a month to see how you're doing. One of mine, I'm going to say it out loud, is to perhaps run a marathon. I'm not alone in thinking that. That's excellent. Right? So we all have sort of these invitations to transformation. And while sort of the marathon thing is I think, a good goal, and it's got a lot of thought and prayer and reasoning behind it, it's nothing compared to the invitation that we're being given today as we witness the Mother of God. It's nothing compared to the invitation that we're being given today to share our faith, even in a time when our very own church has sometimes made that difficult. to share our faith, even when we have friends and family who may still be questioning, why are you Catholic? Now, the reality is, my friends, that our faith is so much more than sort of the window dressing. Even as beautiful as this church is, and it is beautiful, I could tell you about a church I was serving at in California, and oh, it was not. Like as beautiful as this is, it is nothing without all of you. And as beautiful as this community is, it is nothing without action. It is nothing without being invited to share this good news. It is nothing without sort of living this good news that is sort of being asked of us by our faith. And so today, my friends, for the briefest of moments, as we celebrate this sacred liturgy, and as we recognize once again God becoming one of us, becoming manifest on this very altar, on our very altar, as we celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist, let us take a brief moment and be inspired by the good news. Let us take a brief moment and be transformed by this good news. Let us take a brief moment to go out and share this good news. Because that, my friends, will be a good new year indeed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.